USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House is set to vote late this afternoon on a bill that would codify the Biden administration's ban on the import of Russian oil and energy products in the U.S. Despite this, President Biden reminded Americans that it's going to hurt us at the pump.
The decision today is not without cost here at home. Putin's war is already hurting American families at the gas pump, and with this action, it's going to go up further.
While the bill passed with bipartisan support, House Republican Whip Steve Scalise told reporters that the administration needs to stop begging dictators to produce the energy we need in America by not going to Russia, not going to Iran, and not going to Venezuela, when the answer is right here under American soil. The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths globally have continued to fall over the last week, according to the World Health Organization. The UN Health Agency said new COVID-19 infections dropped by 5% worldwide, and deaths are down by 8%. This is USA Radio News.
This report sponsored by IBM. Supply chain shortages and backups have been felt across the world, and one cause for this might surprise you. The new X-Force Threat Intelligence report from IBM Security reveals that ransomware attacks on the manufacturing industry have contributed to a heavy burden on supply chains, with unpatched vulnerabilities becoming the leading cause of manufacturing attacks. Charles Henderson, head of IBM X-Force.
Criminals are taking advantage of our fragile supply chain by targeting manufacturing organizations with ransomware. We'll soon start to see the costs of attacks passed down to consumers. And while businesses need to focus on managing vulnerabilities, consumers should be wary of the links they click. Criminals love to impersonate consumers' favorite brands.
The world's most popular tech brands are commonly spoofed to gain access to consumers' personal info, so personal security is of the utmost importance. To learn more, visit ibm.com/security.
It looks like you do not deserve a break today in Russia. With that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. Around 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company.
Federal prosecutors have charged a dual U.S.-Russian citizen with illegally acting as an agent of the Russian government in the United States. In a criminal complaint unsealed in federal court in New York, the Justice Department said Alana Branson worked as an illegal Russian agent to spread Russian interest, including through the lobbying of U.S. government officials in favor of Russian policy positions. Throughout, Branson has received funding and direction from the Russian government, including from the Russian embassy in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
BMW is recalling more than 917,000 older cars and SUVs in the U.S., most for the third time, to fix a problem that can cause engine compartment fires. The recall covers many 3 Series, 5 Series, 1 Series, X5, X3, and X4 vehicles from 2006 through 2013. Documents posted by the United States Highway Traffic Safety Administration say there could be an electrical short in the positive crankcase ventilation valve heater that can overheat and cause a fire. President Joe Biden signed an executive order on government oversight of cryptocurrency that urges the Federal Reserve to explore whether the central bank should jump in and create its own digital currency. The Biden administration views the explosive popularity of cryptocurrency as an opportunity to examine the risks and benefits of digital assets. Under this executive order, Biden has also directed the Treasury Department and other federal agencies to study the impact of cryptocurrency on financial stability and national security. Officials in every U.S. state and jurisdiction have now ended or announced an end to their indoor universal masking requirements. Over the last month, states from coast to coast have moved to end mask mandates as coronavirus cases in the U.S. have plummeted. By the end of March, there will be no more statewide or school mask mandates in effect. Although some districts may still opt to mandate mask use, many schools have already decided to drop the requirement. Hawaii was the last state to end its mandate. It will end on March 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. We'll be right back.